Hello to the entire world. T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman coming to you live once again with a true violence interruption story right here in Chicago, hot off the press, titled Episode Number 8. No flip-flopping, make a choice right now. This particular story hails from the west side of Chicago in the Austin community. I received a call from a young lady. Her son was about 18 years old. The guys, the gang members in that particular community had beaten him up so severely that his head was swollen up in a major way. They swole his head up in a major way because he had joined their gang, and then he tried to flip-flop and join the other gang in the area. But the other gang was the opposition to the gang he used to be a part of. So when they found out, they basically beat him up severely. He was lucky to escape with his life. So he made it to the house because they caught him on the street after they beat him down a little bit. And then he basically made it to the house. And once he got to the house, it was chaotic. His mother did not know what to do, but she had my phone number. And once again, everybody that's listening out here, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy in America. Let me make that clear. I'm one guy that's concerned about saving lives. That's what it's all about for me. And also, I have contacts and a lot of people support the work that we do. And then God is in the blessing business as well. So back to the story at hand. Here we go. So once I arrived over at his mother's house, her son was in the basement, swollen up. He really needed some medical attention, but the thing is, everybody's kind of scared to go outside at that time because the young guys were walking back and forth on the block with their guns because the gang leader in the area had given a green light to kill the young guy for flip-flopping, okay? So I had to make a couple of calls to get some reinforcements over in the area with me, and I called two of my main buddies and associates in this particular work of violence interruption work, and they kept the guys at bay for a little while until we contacted the leader, the gang leader. So the gang leader would not talk on the phone, but he did stop by over there. And the mother, she trusted us. We allowed the gang leader to come into the house. And we talked to the young guy. And basically, the gang leader told him straight up. He said, look, I gave these guys a green light to kill you, but I plan to give you a break right now because my guys right here have spoken up for you. They're concerned about you. But I tell you something, young man, lights out. Game over. You're not in no gang, and we better not find out any information about you trying to get into another gang or trying to do anything crazy. Right now, I'm giving you an order to go back to school and go get you a job. That's what the gang leader told him. We didn't tell the guy to tell him this, but that's what the gang leader told him out of respect for the work that we do in the community. So once again, another life saved. A mother was saved some misery and saved a whole lot because this young guy needed medical attention. And once he was transported to the hospital, he was in bad shape because his head was swollen up real bad, like I told everybody across the world. But this is the thing. We saved a life. It's non-traditional type of work, but it works. It works. So this is episode number 8. If you like what I'm talking about here, share this video with all your friends and associates. I need everybody to visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org and subscribe to my YouTube channel, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman. There's nobody in the world that can tell stories like I'm telling right today. Understand that. Thank you very much for your support. Peace and blessings to the entire world.